Native Americans kept up their war, and Boone was one of the officers in an 800-man force that raided the Shawnee villages yet again in 1786. He came face to face with the man who killed his son James years earlier. Stunned, he watched a friend charge and stab the man to death. Boone tried several business ventures in addition to surveying, including running a tavern where he welcomed Native Americans, sugar making, selling ginseng, and a shipping company. Meanwhile, he moved his family several times more. For a while, Boone was rich, with claims to 100,000 acres of land. He bought at least 7 enslaved people, despite his own experience as a captive. However, mistakes he made with his land claims and his surveying led to more debts and lawsuits. Yet again, a warrant was issued for his arrest, but the Boones had already left the country. They had crossed the Mississippi River to settle in Spanish-claimed Missouri, southwest of St. Louis. He received grants from the Spanish governor, eventually totaling 8,500 acres, and was named the area's syndic, a combination administrator, judge, and militia commander. In 1803, Missouri was purchased by the United States, and U.S. land commissioners denied Boone's land grants. He had to move in with relatives, but he was allowed to continue his administrator duties. By 876, Daniel was hampered by arthritis, but that did not stop him continuing to hunt, trap, and explore. He took to visiting some old friends, Shawnees he had known as Sheltowee, the adopted son of Blackfish. A modern biographer says Boone bore Indians as a people no ill will and was often sympathetic to their plight. Boone claimed to have only killed 1 Native American his whole life, though this seems to leave out battle casualties. Still, he continued to have run-ins with nations to the west, including Osages who stole his furs. He made a final long hunt for 6 months up the Missouri River with other Kentuckians, going as far as the Yellowstone River in modern Montana. A trapper who ran into Boone in his 70s with 60 beaver pelts said, "The old man was still erect in form, strong in limb, and unflinching in spirit." Rebecca died in 1813. Boone moved among various family members before dying at 85 in a son's home with Jemima at his side. He said, "Don't grieve for me, my time has come." He owned perhaps 300 acres, but was otherwise impoverished. His and Rebecca's remains were moved from Missouri back to the capital of Kentucky 10 years later. But Daniel's may have been left behind, see footnote 45, yet another lasting mystery from the life of this fascinating man who inspired authors, artists, and poets for centuries to come. To learn about other North Carolina locations related to the Boones, read our What Else to See section further down the page.